How are your strawberry pancakes, dear? Yummy, aren't they? They have lots of yummy food here at Café de Lait. What does that name mean? It's French for Café of Milk. Oh, it doesn't have to do with the milk that they serve, dear. You'll understand in a little while. Just finish up your pancakes, honey. What are you looking at? Oh, that pretty mommy over there with a boy. Yes, they're having a nice brunch together, just like us, sweetheart. And the boy looks nervous. Well, that happens at Café de Lait, dear. Boys get nervous and scared sometimes. There's nothing to be afraid of, sweetie. This is just a wonderful place where mummies can have their special time with their boys. What is she doing? Well, she's milking him, dear. That's right. See how we can't see her hands underneath the table? Her hands are milking her little boy under there. See how her arms are going slowly back and forth? She's giving her boy a nice massage with her hands, dear. Is she hurting him? No, dear. She's not hurting him. She's making him feel very good. Then why does he look so scared? Well, milking can be a very intense experience, honey. Boys tend to lose control and whimper. And beg, and whine, and cry out. That's perfectly natural. See how a boy is looking around nervously and wide-eyed? I bet you it's his first time here. He's never experienced this before, and it's scary to him. But look how his mummy is sitting right next to him, with her lips next to his ear. She's telling him to be a good boy and calm down. Just listen, he's whimpering and whining, isn't he? And his mummy is shushing him, telling him to be quiet. Oh, look at that. He's frightened and shaking in his seat, trying to break free. Look at him shake so frantically in his seat. Oh. His mummy is not happy with him. He's not being a good boy. I can tell she's slapping him a little under the table. See how he yelped and cried out when she did that? Yes, boys have to be obedient and obey their mummies, especially here. Why couldn't he get out of his seat? Well, honey, all the chairs for the boys at Café de Lait are specially designed. Let me show you. See? There are manacles for your arms and legs on the chair. I just bring them over, snap them into place, and there. See? Now you're all secured in your chair too. This is for the best, dear. We don't want you moving too much during the milking or trying to get away. That would be very bad. Oh, is my little baby scared now too? Don't be scared, honey. I'm your mummy and I'm always going to protect you and make you feel good. As long as you are a good boy, that is. Now, look back over at that other boy. His mummy is pumping him back and forth underneath the table. And there's nothing he can do about it, sweetheart. He just has to learn to be a good boy and take it. Oh, look at his face. He's really whimpering and crying now, isn't he? Milking does get very intense. Even though his mummy is shushing him, he really can't help but cry and whine from the sensations. I can tell that his mummy is just like me. And he's very experienced in milking her boys. She's going to work that little boy with her expert hands. And he's going to shoot so much for her, baby. Yes, he is. Look at what she's doing. She brought his face into her cleavage with her other hand while she pumps him below the table. She knows he's going to erupt soon and his screams will be desperate and loud. Best to muffle his cries with her lovely bosom, don't you think? Watch closely now. She's bringing him to the end, baby. Look at how fast and merciless her hand is moving underneath the table. Oh, look. His body has gotten completely still and stiff for a moment. And there it goes, baby. Look at his whole body shake in epileptic seizure. Oh, he's coming so hard. Listen, you can hear him scream mummy over and over inside his mummy's cleavage. Oh, what a good boy he's being now, giving all his milk for his mummy. Look how he keeps shaking and screaming in her bosom. I'm sure she's collecting a lot of wonderful milk for the cafe down below that table. So for a minute, dear, and he just keeps on coming, doesn't he? Can you imagine what that must feel like? You won't have to imagine for long, precious. There. Look, they're all done. See how the boy's just slumping back in his chair now. He's just exhausted and spent. So much milk has been pumped out of him. Oh, see? He's passed out now. He's like a limp rag doll in his chair. That's what usually happens, dear. The pleasure is so strong and painful that all the boys tend to pass out from it. It's all right, dear. He'll wake up at home in his bed and he probably won't remember any of it because it's so traumatic to be milked like that. But I bet his mummy will be back with him often. Now, guess what time it is, dear? It's milking time for you, dear. I'm just going to reach my hand down underneath the table. Oh, what's this I feel? I think my baby got a little excited watching all that happen to the other boy. I can feel your little penis under your pants. Yes, I can, baby. It's already gotten hard, hasn't it? Good boy. Yes, you are. Your mummy's good little boy. Now, I'm going to unzip your pants. There we go. Just feel my velvet soft palm glide over your penis. Back and forth. Doesn't that feel nice? Yes, it does, doesn't it? Now, I'm going to curl my hand into a little tunnel for you. Feel how your little penis fits so snug in the tunnel of my hand. And it's running back and forth, back and forth. As your penis goes in and out, and in and out of that soft, warm, tight tunnel of my hand. Feels so good, doesn't it? I'm going to take some of the cream that's on the table and apply it to my hands. This will help with the sensation, baby. Now I'm going to wrap my fist nice and tight around your little penis. And I start to stroke, baby. There we go. Oh, yes, I know. I know, baby. It feels so good, doesn't it? You've never had anything like this before, have you? No, you haven't. Just feel your little penis going in and out of my fist, so tight around you. I'm cradling your balls with my other hand, massaging them, squeezing them a little. I can tell they have some nice milk that needs to get out of them. Don't you worry, little one. Mommy is going to get all that precious milk out of you. Yes, she is. Mommy is very good at milking boys. When I'm done with you, I'll have gotten every last drop out of these balls, baby. Oh, starting to whimper a little. I do so love to hear a little boy whimper in my hands. Yeah, it's a little scary, isn't it? To be fastened to a chair that you can't get out of while my hand is milking that little penis. Shh, it's okay, baby. Yeah, I know. I know, baby. It's a little scary, but we have to do this, honey. This has to be done. Now, I'm going to reach under the table and fasten the collection tube to the end of your penis. It has a plastic bulb that fits over that little mushroom head of yours. There we go. It's nice and snug. You see, we have to put this on so when you explode, all your milk gets collected down in the collection tube, rather than shoot frantically all over the bottom of the table. We wouldn't want that. That would be a waste. You see, your beautiful milk is collected and sold to all sorts of women everywhere. Now you know why Café de lait means cafe of milk, dear. Yes, just a little milking boy you are. Now, can you feel my hands are starting to twist over your little penis? Yes, it is, baby. Good milking is not just about pumping back and forth. It's also about twisting and turning that little penis in my hands, making it jump and quiver. Oh, such little whimpers. Shh. Shh, try to be brave, boy, for me. And don't cause a scene. We don't want everyone in the cafe to stare and look at you, do you? No, that would be very embarrassing. Try to keep quiet, baby. Just close your eyes and concentrate on Mummy's hand loving you so much. Shh. Oh, I know. I know. Yes, it feels scary, I know. I can feel your little penis throb and jump in my hands, precious. Oh, it feels so wonderful to feel you get so hard and frantic in my fist. Good boy, baby. Good boy. I'm holding my left hand around the base of your penis so that when my right hand goes up and down, it just stretches it so much, doesn't it? Good boy. Shh. So much whining. Oh, now you're just quivering, aren't you? Good boy. Your thighs are just shaking and shaking from the pleasure. Your breathing has become so erratic and fast. I can feel your heartbeat in your penis, honey. It's beating so fast. Like a little hummingbird. Good boy. What a good boy you are, being on your first milking. Now, now. Don't shake like that, honey. Don't try to get away from my fist. I've got you. Mummy's got you, and you can't get away. You need to learn a lesson now, baby. See what happens? Mummy had to spank your little balls. That really hurt, didn't it? That's what happens to little boys who try to resist their milking. Oh, you're starting to cry, aren't you? Shh. Honey, you're making too much of a scene here. Everyone is looking at us now. You're making some of the boys at the other tables nervous and disrupting their brunch before their milkings. We can't have that, honey. Here, I'm going to take my left hand and pull your face into Mummy's bosom. This will muffle your sounds a bit. There we go. Just nuzzle between my breasts, honey. Shh. Yeah, I can still hear your whining in there. If you whine too much, you will have more trouble breathing in there, honey. It can't be easy to breathe between my big, full breasts. Shh. Stop whining. Stop whining. Good boy. Okay, honey. I can tell you're getting very close. I'm going to take you over the edge, sweetheart. Shh. I know it's scary, but it is going to happen, honey. And you are going to be screaming between Mummy's breasts. Yes, you are. For a long time, you'll be screaming, honey. And Mummy is not going to stop. Not until I wring every last drop of milk from your little balls. This is it, honey. I want you to shoot for me. I want you to shoot for Mummy. Come on, baby, don't fight it. Don't fight it, baby. It's going to come. Your little penis is going to come for me now. Yes, that's it. You're right there, honey. You're about to explode, baby. Do it. Do it for Mummy. Oh, yes. Good boy. Good boy. You're shooting so hard. Shh. So much screaming. Shh, keep on shooting, baby. I'm milking it all out of you. That's right. Oh, yes. What a good boy Mummy has. Such a good boy. We're not done. No. No, I'm still stroking you. I have to get every last drop. I can force more out of you, baby. Yeah, go ahead and scream, baby. I'm not going to stop. Oh, I know. I know. It's so painful, isn't it? Your penis is so sensitive right now. But there's still milk inside your balls, honey. I'm not stopping. Come on, you can do it. I know it hurts. There's more in there. Give it to Mummy. Give it all to Mummy, baby. That's it. Here's your second cum. There we go. Shoot. Shoot. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, I know it hurts so much, doesn't it? You just keep on screaming in Mummy's cleavage. You just do that and keep on shooting, baby. That's it. That's Mummy's good little boy. Oh, I can feel your trapped little penis spasm so hard in my hand. It wants to escape so bad. But Mummy keeps on pumping it. Mummy's not letting go until I get every last drop, baby. Yes. Shoot. Shoot. Good boy. Good boy. There we go. I'm just doing a little bit of slow stroking to make sure I've gotten it all. Shh, I know, baby. I know it hurts so much. After this is over, we'll take a little nap and recover from it, baby. Shh, there's just a little more coming out. Just a little more. Oh, good boy. Mummy is so proud of her good boy. Yes, she is. Shh, go to sleep, little one. Mummy's all done. I'm taking the collection tube off you. We're all done. Sleepy time, baby. There you go. Off to sleep, precious. Good boy. Mummy can't wait to take you back here tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day.